By keeping secrets, Dr. Greenberg points out, parents inadvertently make their kids feel disconnected. Just won't talk about it. And sometimes I know that some parents are really trying to protect the children. They don't want them dealing with the stress of knowing what's going on. But here's the thing. You got to keep in mind, the children are going to be stressed because the situation is stressful. The situation is causing problems. So they're going to be distressed. They're going to be stressed about it whether you tell them or not. But if you at least talk with them, they may be able to at least, number one, make a little bit more sense of what's happening, understand better what's actually happening. And they may be able to start moving towards being able to deal with it better. And sometimes when we keep those secrets, we cause the children to feel disconnected. And in a sense, they are disconnected. They're not a part of the discussion. And they're certainly not a part of any possible solution. How can they be when they're being essentially shut out? So their feeling of disconnection in many cases is very, very real. And it's important for families to function as a team. Remember, Dr. Greenberg talked about age appropriate and developmentally appropriate ways of approaching this with our children, developmentally. So you have several children, different ages. You will need to work with each of them a little differently. And if it's something that you're certainly willing to address with your children, but you just feel totally inadequate to be the one to address it, or at the very least to get the discussion started, well, seek the help of a professional. Let the professional know, hey, look, this is what's been going on, and we need help starting a discussion, a family discussion about this. My spouse and I need to talk, but also our children need to be able to talk about this, and we need to talk with them. We don't know how to get started. Can you help us? And then, of course, it'll be a matter of once it's agreed that you're going to approach it from that angle, that you give the children advance notice that there are some problems between the parents and you all have arranged to meet with a professional who can help you all, and let them know, because neither of us really feels adequate or comfortable about the idea of starting this discussion on our own. So we'd like to have a professional at least help us get started, and maybe at some point later we can have the discussions between just the family members. But to get us started, we're going to have a professional help us out and let them know when and where. You know, is that professional coming to your home? Are you all going to the office? What day? What time? Let them know all of that, so they can be preparing mentally and emotionally for that kind of event, because it's still going to be stressful. It'll be good that you're getting it started, but it's still going to be stressful. Know this, dealing with stressors may actually facilitate the development of resiliency. A number of you heard me talking about that some time ago, the importance of being resilient, being able to bounce back from stressful situations. And so again, this may help your children develop resiliency. Wow, and how about this whole idea of the children seeing that even when the situation is really, really tough, we can be courageous enough and strong enough to tackle it head on in the right ways with the right attitudes and begin to make progress in making things better. Man, what a better example that would be for them in the event that for whatever the reason, years down the road, they're married and problems pop up between them and their spouse, maybe between them and their children. Show them the right way, especially while they're younger, but even if they're older, apologize for having blown it for so long and let them know you wish you had done it differently. Let them know, hey, look, anything that you want to discuss about it now, we're still available. We're still open now. We weren't before, we should have been, but we're available to talk about it now. By doing that, you may be letting some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.